Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A blizzard warning begins at 10 p.m. tonight. A high wind warning begins at 7 p.m. tonight. A red flag warning begins at 11 a.m. today. Lots of sunshine today with a high of 81. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, lows around 26. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 42 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Women for Kansas Barton County is hosting a forum. J.P. Bizet has more.
The forum is happening on March 30th at the Barton County Historical Society Museum in Great Bend. The event is Washington Plowing Us Under. We'll examine how federal budget cuts and tariffs could impact Kansas agriculture and the state's economy. Agriculture contributes $81.2 billion and over 250,000 jobs statewide. Panelists include Kansas Farmers Union Executive Director Nick Lewandowski, K-State Ag Economist Dan O'Brien, and Lane County Seed Producer Vance Emke, who will take questions from the audience.
We know more about one of the victims of a 71-vehicle pileup on Interstate 70 during the dust storm Friday. Dawson Hogan of Salina was the first victim identified among 8 people killed in the chain reaction accident. He was a sophomore studying electrical technology at Fort Hays Tech Northwest in Goodland, and he was on his way home to Salina for spring break when the accident happened near Goodland. The GoFundMe has been set up. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran has joined a group of bipartisan representatives to introduce legislation that would promote research on how grazing can support wildfire mitigation, fuel reduction, and post-fire recovery. The bill would support research and development of grazing land management techniques for wildfire mitigation and recovery by driving research at land-grant colleges and universities like K-State, the University of California System, the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and Oklahoma State University. In addition, the bill would promote the dissemination of information on these wildlife grazing land management techniques to public and private landowners, land managers, and livestock owners, including land management activities that protect against negative environmental impacts and improve soil health. Several states have implemented pilot programs in which animals like goats and cattle have grazed on prescribed areas of land containing highly flammable grasses and shrubs to mitigate fire risk. And these pilot efforts have successfully reduced vegetation that can fuel rapid fire growth. However, limited scientific research has been conducted on optimal grazing land management techniques that also protect against other environmental harms. The legislation, which is supported by the Kansas Livestock Association, aims to address the research gap. Senator Moran said using grazing as a way to reduce wildfires is both beneficial to our ranchers and important to eliminating the grasses that accelerate fires on the prairie. He said Kansans have faced devastating wildfires in recent years and understand the importance of proactively working to keep our land healthy and free of undergrowth that can make these fires worse. Fort Hays State University's Department of Applied Technology reached the 100% graduate job placement milestone, and Kim Stewart, the Fort Hays State University Applied Technology Department Chair, said he couldn't have been more pleased, as Applied Technology has hovered around the 98% placement rate for many years. He said to be able to say they achieved the 100% mark is really satisfying because their facility and company partners have worked hard at creating successful pathways to employment for all applied technology graduates. In January's Fort Hays State University Career Services sent Stewart its findings for summer 2023, fall 2023, and spring 2024. And based on data collected through the First Destination Survey, the report showed that 100% of students completing the survey indicated they had obtained a job or were seeking a higher education. Stewart attributes the high employment rate to the robust internship program offered by his department, where 9 of the 120 credits in the program of study are internship credits, equating to approximately 2 summers of internship experience. In the fall 2024, 68 companies met with more than 200 students, 120 from Fort Hays State University and more than 80 from Fort Hays State University's strategic affiliation partners, Fort Hays Tech NC and Fort Hays Tech NW, and the companies sought summer interns, summer employment opportunities, and full-time employees. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have approved funding to implement the SNF Clinic Quality Improvement Program in 43 nursing homes across Kansas. This initiative aims to enhance staff training, improve resident care, and elevate overall facility performance through an advanced electronic learning management system. SNF Clinic is a web-based platform that provides nursing home staff with easy access to essential education and care resources, and the program ensures residents receive high-quality, person-centered care by equipping healthcare professionals with the necessary knowledge and tools. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Civil Money Penalty Program Manager, Rebecca Hedrick, said the implementation of SNF Clinic in Kansas nursing homes represents a significant investment in the well-being of Kansas's elderly population. She said that by prioritizing education and quality improvement, they ensure that staff members are fully prepared to provide exceptional care to residents. Long-Term Care Consultants, LLC, the developer and owner of SNF Clinic, has collaborated with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and 20 states to provide this system to thousands of nursing homes through the CMP grant program. This federal initiative reinvests penalties assessed during nursing homes into programs that directly benefit residents, reinforcing a commitment to improving long-term care standards. The Kansas SNF Clinic project is scheduled for 3 years, with regular progress and performance reports published on the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services website, www.kdads.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, 27-year-old Eldon Lewis of Kimball was found guilty and sentenced by District Judge Derek Weimer to serve 24 months in a Nebraska Department of Corrections facility after a month earlier, Lewis entered a plea of no contest on one charge of intentional cruelty to an animal, which is a Class 3A felony, with incarceration time of up to 3 years, and a second count was dismissed. The sentencing stems from an incident in October 2024 when Kimball police executed a search warrant at 404 Myrtle Street in Kimball in reference to a possible animal cruelty case. The police affidavit said that Lewis was being investigated for capturing, killing, skinning, eating, and keeping the head of his ex-wife's cat. Lewis will remain in the Kimball County Jail until April, where he is currently serving a previous sentence for a charge that occurred on May 30, 2024, when Lewis was charged with domestic assault, third degree. The charge was reduced to assault causing bodily injury, and he was sentenced to 1 year in the county jail on November 13, 2024, with 50 days of credit. This sentence will be completed in April, as a sentence of a year is automatically reduced to 190 days for good behavior. After serving his sentence on the assault charges, Lewis will be transported to Lincoln to serve the 24-month sentence for the cruelty to animal charge. A Lincoln man's high-speed motorcycle ride in Omaha ended in a crash on Sunday. At around 8:35 p.m. on Sunday, a Nebraska State Patrol trooper saw a motorcycle with no license plate driving near 30th Street Interstate 480 in Omaha, and the trooper tried to pull over the rider, who was later identified as 33-year-old Dakota Culpertson, but he sped off. An Omaha Police Department helicopter followed the motorcycle from the air as Culpertson drove through areas of Omaha and Council Bluffs, Iowa. and the patrol said Culbertson was driving on sidewalks, medians, and the opposite lanes while reaching speeds of over 100 miles per hour. At about 9:50 p.m., Culbertson crashed into a parked vehicle near 46 and Marcy Streets, where troopers found that the motorcycle was stolen and Culbertson was wanted on a warrant. He also had 81 grams of methamphetamine and drug-related items. Culbertson was taken to a hospital with minor injuries before being arrested on suspicion of several charges, including felony theft, flight to avoid arrest, and willful reckless driving. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Law enforcement across Kansas continues to encounter drivers who are traveling well beyond the posted speed limit. And according to a social media post from the sheriff's office, on Friday, Decatur County Sheriff Dave Waschendorfer stopped a vehicle for 111 miles per hour in a posted 65 mile per hour zone south of Oberlin. The driver admitted to going 80, which is still well above the speed limit. The sheriff's office said there were a lot of trucks on the road Friday morning, interspersed with drivers traveling to work, so the potential for a catastrophic collision was pretty high. Drivers should slow down because speed can kill, and the time you save is not worth the potential disaster awaiting you down the road. There are also extremely high fines, as this driver is facing a fine of approximately $550. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan is encouraging job seekers and employers searching for available talent to take part in this month's virtual state agency job fair that is hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, March 19th. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas state agencies have provided thousands of Kansans with fulfilling careers in public service. So for those who are beginning the search for a professional career or those looking for a change of scenery, he encourages them to consider a purpose-driven role at one of Kansas's many departments and see what the state of Kansas has to offer. There are nearly 500 open agency positions located all across the state that range from entry to senior-level careers, and the virtual job fair format allows anyone searching for a state position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating agencies. This month's virtual state agency job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating agencies, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as they might be asked to engage in an interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. The Kansas Department of Labor is recognizing March 2025 as Fraud Awareness Month, with a focus on the misclassification of workers, as the Kansas Department of Labor's Unemployment Insurance Tax Employer Division is committed to preventing, detecting, and investigating worker misclassification to ensure employees receive the protections and benefits they are entitled to under the law. Worker misclassification occurs when an employer incorrectly classifies an employee as an independent contractor rather than an employee, and this practice denies workers essential rights, including minimum wage requirements, overtime pay, workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, and protection under anti-discrimination laws. Employers who misclassify workers, whether intentionally or unintentionally, may face significant penalties and fines from the Kansas Department of Labor and the Kansas Department of Revenue. So the agency encourages workers and businesses to understand legal distinctions between employees and independent contractors to ensure compliance with state and federal laws. For more information on worker classification, you can visit dol.ks.gov. Funeral services for Mark Griffin, 70, of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 21st at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, March 20th, with the family present at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Mark Griffin Memorial Fund to be distributed at a later date and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Logan resident Karen Hilburn passed away on March 14th at the Logan Manor in Logan, Kansas at the age of 84. A funeral service for Karen Hilburn will be held on Friday, March 21st at 2 p.m. at the Logan Christian Church in Logan, Kansas, with Pastor Troy Buss officiating, and burial will follow at the Pleasant View Cemetery in Logan, Kansas. Mrs. Hilburn will lie in state tomorrow, Wednesday, March 19th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and on Thursday, March 20th, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Logan Funeral Home in Logan, Kansas. The family will receive friends and relatives for a visitation on Thursday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Logan Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Logan Manor or Hospice Services Incorporated, and Logan Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 81 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, snow showers possibly mixed with rain, becoming all snow after 4 a.m., and the snow could be heavy at times, with widespread blowing snow mainly after 4 a.m. The low should be around 26 tonight, with windy conditions, a west wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour, which should become north 25 to 35 miles per hour in the evening, and the winds could gust as high as 55 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%, with new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible tonight. On Wednesday, snow showers mainly before 9 a.m., and the snow could be heavy at times. There'll be widespread blowing snow before noon, with a high near 43, and it'll be windy with a northwest wind of 30 to 35 miles per hour and gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation on Wednesday is 80%, with new snow accumulation about an inch. On Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 19 and blustery, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 58. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 59 and breezy. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 67. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 59 and breezy. And on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 64. Currently, with fair skies, it is 42 degrees. The humidity is 47%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.52. The dew point is 23 degrees, and the current wind chill is 37 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. For everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis. On Friday, the Chiefs signed former Chargers first-round pick defensive tackle Jerry Tillery to a one-year contract. He spent 2022 to 2023 with the Vegas Raiders and this past season with the Vikings. It's a good depth add to Kansas City's defensive line as Tillery has recorded 12.5 sacks and 4 forced fumbles in 50 career starts. According to Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com, the signing is great because although Tillery is primarily an interior player, he has edge flexibility, which the Chiefs love. Not a true nose tackle, but can get after the passer from the inside. Something, again, the Chiefs really like to see, like they've seen with Chris Jones. The team also made it official on Monday. They announced the re-signing of running back Kareem Hunt to a one-year, $1.5 million deal plus incentives. The team now has 5 running backs on the roster, including Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, Elijah Mitchell, who the former 49ers that they recently signed, Carson Steele, and Keontre Ingram. Expect them to pick a running back in the draft this upcoming April. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Your cattle are soon headed back to pasture, so now is a good time to make sure they are getting all the minerals they need. Increase weaning weights, cow condition and conception rates, and add to your bottom line by feeding Nutrina Right Now Mineral. Valley Vet Supply can help you add even more to that bottom line with the Buy 9, Get 1 Free Sale. Their Right Now Mineral is color-coded, weatherized, and regionally focused for this area. One glance in the feeder, and you know you've got the right mineral. So buy 9, get 1 free the entire month of March at Valley Vet. Tonnage discounts are available year-round. Everything you need for cattle is just a call or click away at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. What's in your feeder?
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.